Wayne, come on down. How are you?
I'm good, Willie. How are you going?
I'm good. And you're even better because cinemas are opening.
I know. Palace are opening today. And I've already bought a ticket for a movie on Saturday, so I'm very excited.
Oh, my God. But don't tell us what the movie is. I look forward to you reviewing it for us next week. Alrighty. What have you got for us this week?
Okay, first off is a show called The Plot Against America. This is a really wonderful series I've just enjoyed watching. It's a HBO production that you can see on Foxtel. A limited edition series, so just six episodes in total. So this is created by the great David Simon, famous for shows like The Wire, Tremé, In the Deuce. All his shows are just meticulously well done and great acting, and this is no different. It's based on a novel written in 2004 by Philip Roth, the great American writer, and it's a very, very interesting. It's one of those alternative history shows. So basically it's set during World War II. It concerns a Jewish family living in New Jersey. And basically the story is that the great FDR actually lost the election in 1940 to Charles Lindbergh, who was an American hero, but also had some worrying, say, anti-Semitic values, and also wanted to keep America out of the war. So it sort of shows in details how slowly, but with not a lot of effort, a government can slide into fascism, and this family sort of feels the effects of it as they start to, try and move the Jewish families around the country. There's a lot of anti-Jewish propaganda that he's sort of letting go. He's even in the show, he's seen meeting German ministers and being friendly with Hitler as America stays out of the war. So it's just a very fascinating look at that. As I said, also a look at how very easily countries can just subtly change things. And I think it's probably, even though it was written a few years ago, it's a great parable for our times and sort of little bits of it that you can see happening in America at the moment. It's beautifully acted and written, like a lot of David Simon shows. Stars John Turturro, Zoe Kazan, Winona Ryder, amongst others. So this is just a really great series. And I think it's just very pertinent to also keep in mind what's happening today.
Yeah, I saw a fabulous article that spoke about when civil liberties are taken, they're rarely given back. We kind of inch forward in these times.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think that's the thing is, like, you're right. Once they go, they're very hard to get back. And it's very interesting how basically they're painted as un-American and how the family sort of starts to get, they'll move them away to sort of, like, I don't know, to sort of disperse them in through the country. There's sort of take it as if Jewish people aren't American. It's very, very, very interesting. And, highly recommend this show.
All right. That's The Plot Against America, HBO/Foxtel.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Perfect. What have we got in number two?
Number two, I'd like to talk about an album I'm really loving, come out a week or so ago. It's a new album by Phoebe Bridgers. Called Punisher. This is the second album from this LA musician. Her first album came out in 2017, Stranger in the Alps, and I think, which was a very fine album, but I think this is definitely a huge leap forward. It's getting a lot of great reviews, great acclaim, and I think it's definitely worthy of it. In between those two albums, she did a small EP with a group called Boy Genius, which I absolutely loved, with Lucy Dacus and Julian Baker. And then last year she did formed a group called Better of Libyan Community Center with Connor Oberst, which is also another great album. So she's been very busy. And this is her latest one, Punisher. It was all recorded at Sound City Studios in LA. And with Connor Oberst helping as well, a lot of other great musicians on the record. And this really, I think, shows her enormous growth as a great songwriter. It's a beautifully sparse record, but I think there's also, there's songs on there like Kyoto, which is just extremely catchy, and the title, the closing track, I Know the End, which is quite epic. So there's still a lot of variation on the record. Lyrically, it's really beautiful. And if you're a lyric lover, I think you really get a lot out of this because she really bares her soul. It's an open-hearted sort of album, very therapeutic. I think she came out of quite a bit of depression, and she sort of lets it all out, but it's just done so beautifully and wonderfully. I really, really love this album.
Okay, beautiful. So that's Phoebe Bridgers with her album Punisher.
Punisher, yeah. And hopefully she's coming, she's supposed to be touring with the National in December. So fingers crossed that we can get concerts going.
God, fingers crossed, Wayne.
Yeah, I'm just hoping. Because we got postponed from March, so I really want to see it, but I guess we just have to wait and see.
Yeah. Okay, what have you got for us in number three?
Number three is a film that I watched recently. Just been catching up on some sort of older films, but this is a film I can highly recommend called Shoplifters. This came out in 2018. It was actually a hugely acclaimed film. It won the Palme d'Or at Cannes, a Japanese film directed by Hirokazu Koreeda, quite a hugely acclaimed Japanese director. And you can catch this on SBS On Demand. So it's free out there to watch, and I highly recommend it. It's about a family in Tokyo. They're sort of on the working menial jobs and actually supplement their living by shoplifting. But it's a beautifully made film, really shows the family unit. And as the film unfolds, you find out that the kids in the film are actually not biologically part of the family. They've sort of come from different backgrounds. They've sort of been, I guess, rescued, you could say, from the streets. So the family is like trying to go forward and try and make their way. They sort of only steal from, I guess, richer parts. They're not stealing from poor people, I guess.
A bit Robin Hoodish.
Yeah, that's a good way of saying it. Yeah. So I think essentially it's sort of the film examines what it actually means to be a family and how a family survives to stay together. It's really beautifully acted. It's very funny in parts. It's also extremely touching. And the last half hour is just really, really beautiful cinema. And I can see why it got so much acclaim. So it's a great sort of little, I guess, expose on how society operates. And I guess similar in some ways to how Parasite sort of showed the class differences.
Yes.
And I think this examines it expertly as well.
Okay, so that's Shoplifters on SBS yep. On Demand. It's a Japanese yep. film. Now, I'm guessing it's subtitled, obviously.
Yes, subtitled.
Perfect.
Yeah, just a wonderful film. And as I said, yeah, got a huge amount of acclaim back in 2018 and, deserves all of them.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, final spot for the day. What do we got?
Yes, final spot is a TV show we just watched recently and really, really enjoyed. It's called Never Have I Ever. This is on Netflix. It's an American comedy / drama, 10 episodes in all in the first season. It was created by Mindy Kaling, who was probably most famous for her work in The Office. This is sort of a really great show about a young Indian American, Indian as in the country, India American high school student. I guess basically dealing with what the high school students deal with boys and schoolwork and everything. But an extra wrinkle in this is she's actually also dealing with the death of her father. So there's quite a lot of flashback scenes, the things that remind her of her father. And that's just really beautifully done. I guess at the heart of it is also it's great to see, like a lot of Netflix shows are trying to do, is show, yeah, there's more than one America and there's a lot of different experience.
For
children of immigrants, and this really shows it well. And it doesn't sort of go into the stereotype of even though she's very good at school, she's not the bookish nerd that maybe stereotypically. She's got quite a few anger issues.
Yeah.
She's dealing with a lot of other things, so it just doesn't sort of portray it as, well, this is your typical, you know, Indian student. Also, she has a nice, really tight group of friends. One is Asian American, another one's African American. So I think it's just really great. Not also being a really enjoyable show, but just showing a more diverse show. And I think that's just really, really good. I mean, rather than sort of seeing the same stories all the time, we're seeing different stories. The other thing that makes this really a lovely show is a unique twist is John McEnroe, the tennis great, actually narrates the show at certain points.
Oh, how funny. Okay.
Yeah. So it's really hilarious. And it sort of gets you off. At first you go, oh, that's John McEnroe. And he actually not only just narrates it, but actually puts in bits of his own tennis career. And the link in the story is that her father, who passed away, was a huge John McEnroe fan. So that's sort of the link. But it just works beautifully. And his humour is so dry that it just all blends together really well. And at first it was like, oh, what's this? What's John McEnroe? But It's just beautifully done. And I think it's just a really, really enjoyable show. Funny, but also touching. And I said, just showing a diverse side of society that I think, you know, is really worth watching.
Worth exploring. Oh, yes. Wayne, well, thank you so much for our weekly 4x2. You enjoy your cinema outing.
I'm going to.
And we look forward to hearing all about it next week.
That sounds great, Willie. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Wayne. Bye.
See you. Bye. Bye.